This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructure and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar. The projects aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. 653 officer trainees from 16 Civil Services of India and 3 Civil Services of Bhutan are part of the program. The Prime Minister will reach Ekta Nagar Kevadia in the evening, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above in New Delhi yesterday as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. Mr. Modi underlined that to overcome the despair of the poor, his government introduced the Ayushman Bharat Yojana. The Prime Minister remarked that when he meets the beneficiaries of Ayushman Yojana in different states of the country, he feels satisfied that the scheme was a blessing for every person associated with it, be it a doctor or a paramedical staff. The city of Lord Ram, Ayodhya, is ready to witness the grandest ever Deepotsav today to celebrate the first Diwali after the consecration of Ram Lala at the newly constructed Ram Temple. The Uttar Pradesh government will aim for the Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25 lakh diyas on the Deepotsav on the ghats of Ayodhya, including the Ram Ki Pedi. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and state ministers will be present in the event. Scrutiny of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polls in Jharkhand will take up today. In Jharkhand, candidates can withdraw their nominations until 1st of November. The polling will be held on 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase. 634 candidates have filed their nominations for this phase. In Maharashtra, nearly 8,000 candidates, including those from major political parties in ruling as well as opposition camps, have filed their nominations for the 288 assembly seats at the end of the process yesterday. The Election Commission of India has instructed Jharkhand government to remove Deoghar Superintendent of Police, SP, Ajit Peter Dungdung immediately. The commission asked him to hand over the charge to his immediate junior officer. The commission also barred him from any poll-related duty. The Kerala government has constituted a special investigation team to probe the fire accident that injured over 150 people during an event at the Virarkavu temple near Nileshwaram in Kasaragod. The accident, which happened late Monday night, was triggered by an explosion of firecrackers stored near the temple site. The district administration said that the additional district magistrate has been directed to carry out an inquiry separately into the incident and submit a report. Police said that the exact cause of the fire is still under investigation and case has been registered against the temple authorities. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal reached Riyadh last evening on a week-long visit to Saudi Arabia. The aim of the visit is to deepen the partnership between India and Saudi Arabia. Our correspondent reports Mr. Goyal will participate in the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh, a prominent platform that convenes global leaders, investors and innovators. Following these initial engagements, the Minister Piyush Goyal will head to a bilateral meeting with the Saudi Minister of Industry and Mineral Resources, Khalid Al-Falih, at the Ministry of Industry. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Paris Masters in France last night. The third-seeded duo defeated Alexander Zverev of Germany and Marcelo Melo of Brazil in the pre-quarterfinal in straight sets 6-4, 7-6. And that is the end of this news bulletin.